We have made it to February. It's kind of the dog days of winter. That's what I said to Milton Menace, Captain Graham McCulley. We recap the week that was, the week that is, and the week that will be as we inch closer and closer to the end of the regular season and the start of playoffs.
Playoffs? Don't talk about it. Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
This is episode 21 of Recap with Cap.
So a bit of up and down, down and up weekend for the Milton Menace. You went into Burlington. Was it a 4-3 loss or 5-4 loss?
5-4.
Tell me about that game.
Kind of shot ourselves in the foot. It's kind of up and down the whole way. Went up 2-0. We let them back in it. Shot ourselves in the foot with a couple goals against right after goals four. We had a lead in the third, which we didn't end up holding. So I was disappointing, to say the least. You know, whenever you have a lead in the third, regardless of how you're playing throughout the game, that's definitely something that you're going to want to hold. So we didn't get the job done on Friday, but we did a really good job bouncing back Saturday.
They scored a quick one, like 12 seconds after another goal. What's going through the mind of the team when that kind of stuff happens?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty defeating. Yeah. I think, you know, if you're going out after a goal, you know, your only job is to not get scored on, just to keep the momentum going. For that to happen once, let alone twice in the same game, it's disappointing.
And then you kind of went back and got a nice win over Toronto against the Patriots. Nice to get a win after that kind of loss.
Yeah, it was good. You know, I think it's good to play the day after.
Yeah.
You know, not much time to think about Friday. Just kind of reset and get back into it. But then, yeah, the guys played a really good game on Saturday, and we came away with a big win.
And it's nice that it's six goals as opposed to maybe like a 2-1 win.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's always good to see the offense. Ozzie played great in net, kept us in it the whole way. And the offense kind of came together.
And then tomorrow, maybe tonight for some listeners, you have the Leamington Flyers, your last game against them before the playoffs start. I imagine it's a big game for the boys. Walk me through this game that's going to be happening.
You know, we've beat them the last two times we played them, so they're definitely going to be hungry. But, whenever you play Leamington, it's going to be a good game, right? And it's always, you know, it's easy to get up for, especially going into Leamington. That's a really fun barn to play in. And yeah, I'll make a little bit of road trip out of it, and the guys are excited.
And then you have the Patriots again this weekend. That's another...
Yeah, that'll be the last time we play them, and we beat them all three times so far, so I'm sure that won't be an easy game either. So, we got a good weekend to kind of test ourselves again, and hopefully we get two wins.
In baseball, they have the dog days of summer. We're kind of in the dog days of the winter right now. How are you feeling mentally when it comes to just day in, day out, the minutiae of hockey?
Yeah, good. I think a lot of the guys are in the right mindset. You know, excited for playoffs, almost wishing the regular season was coming to an end a little bit sooner just because we're so excited for playoffs. But I think we have 9-10 games left here to kind of tune up, get ready to go, and yeah, super excited.
Who do you have in the Super Bowl?
I mean, I wish I could sit here and say the Bills. I don't like, I have to say the Eagles. I can't say the Chiefs.
You can't say the Chiefs?
I don't love the Eagles either, but, you know, maybe we'll get Saquon a Lombardi trophy, so I'll say the Eagles.